Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 322 at 26,115. Yeah, it's a record high close for the Dow. Again. Whenever there is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme music. And today we've got the regular crew, the usual suspects, gathering in the control room, minus Doreen, of course. So there will be no candle-lit procession today. Instead, the staff will be using the flashlights on their cell phones. We have Renee, James, take off the hat. Dow 25K baseball cap no longer applies. That's gone. Wes, Chris, Marcus, and Gerard joining in, and of course the ubiquitous Crespin. Yeah, another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 26,115. The Dow closed above 25,000 on January 4th, took seven trading sessions to cross the 26,000 milestone yesterday, and eight trading sessions to actually close above 26,000, the fastest ever traverse of 1,000 points on the Dow. Just incredible. And if you head on down to the Money Radio Bistro, the break room, you will find cookies and milk, Costco bulk cookies. Yeah, that's what we got to do these days. We always celebrate with milk and cookies. Boeing shares were up about 3.5%. That's about a $12 move, contributed about 80 points to the Dow. Record highs for the S&P 500 as well, up 26 at 2,802. NASDAQ up 74 at 7,298. That's a record. Russell 2000 up 13 at 1,586. Record. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 3 basis points at 2.58%. Oil up 33 cents at $64.06 per barrel. Gold down $11.40 at $13.2760 per ounce. We still have 2 days until a possible government shutdown. Wall Street seems completely unconcerned. Good news on the economy. Federal Reserve published its beige book today. This is an observational or anecdotal report from the various Fed districts published 2 weeks before a FOMC meeting. The economy and inflation expanded at a modest to moderate pace for late November through the end of 2017. Wages continued to push higher. Most districts said that wages increased at a modest pace. Few districts observed that firms were raising wages in a broader range of industries and positions since the previous report. Several regional Fed districts noted increases in manufacturing, construction, and transportation input costs, according to the report. Some reported expectations of further wage increases in the coming months, though price pressures were still mixed. Firms in some districts noted an ability to increase selling prices. Retailers in some districts reported modest price increases, and there were reports of rising home prices across the country. In a separate report, Fed said industrial production increased more than expected in December. Unseasonably cold weather at the end of the month boosted demand for heating. Manufacturing output barely rose, pointing to moderate growth in the industrial sector. For all of 2017, industrial output up 1.8%. That's the first and largest increase since 2014. Earnings season. Earnings reports have been strong so far, Goldman Sachs notwithstanding. Goldman reported a nearly $2 billion quarterly loss, first loss in 6 years. This is due, though, to a short-term hit from the new tax law. The lack of market volatility also led to a steep drop in their trading revenue during the last 3 months of 2017, and that's why Goldman took a hit today. Revenue from stock trading fell 14% from a year ago in the fourth quarter, while revenues for bond, currency, and commodity trading dropped 40% from the fourth quarter of 2016. Goldman shares down 3% today. For the first time in over a decade, Goldman's market cap is now worth less than its longtime rival, Morgan Stanley. CEO Lloyd Blankfein alluded to the headwinds facing the firm, saying in the company's earnings release that last year was a challenging environment for its trading business. Blankfein was more upbeat about the future, though, saying he expects a better year with the global economy poised to accelerate and that the new tax laws in the U.S. will give Goldman a longer-term boost as well. Goldman Sachs said it took a $4.4 billion charge in the fourth quarter because of the tax law changes, most of that, $3.3 billion, due to the cost tied to bringing cash and foreign subsidiaries back to the U.S., the remaining $1.1 billion a result of revaluing so-called deferred tax assets, previous tax deductions that are worth less following the corporate tax cut. Other big banks have been hurt by the tax changes, too. J.P. Morgan Chase took a $2.4 billion hit when it reported its results last week. Citigroup said it took a $22 billion one-time charge. Most banks should benefit from the lower corporate tax rate going forward, though, and Goldman Sachs is no exception. Bank of America reported better-than-expected adjusted fourth-quarter earnings after a jump in loan growth offset a drop in fixed-income trading. Shares fell. Investors were focused on quarterly revenue, which fell slightly short of expectations. The bank also posted a charge of $2.9 billion related to the new tax law. Excluding the tax bill-related items, the bank reported adjusted earnings per share, 47 cents, versus expectations of 44 cents. Adjusted revenue, $21.4 billion versus expectations for $21.53 billion. Bank of America shares up nearly 36% over the past 12 months, but down about 2% today. A single company has been blowing a hole through Wall Street bank earnings, reappearing in the fourth quarter announcement of major banks as the culprit for hundreds of millions in unexpected one-time losses. Now, it started with J.P. Morgan last week reporting a $273 million loss from a, quote, single client. That followed by Citigroup Tuesday announcing a single client was responsible for a $130 million hit in its equities trading revenue and most of $267 million in credit losses in its institutional clients group. Bank of America announced a $292 million charge off from a single client. Goldman announced a $130 million loss on a loan to one company. While Citi and Bank of America did not name names, J.P. Morgan and Goldman identified the same company as responsible for knocking off hundreds of millions from their financial results, Steinhoff International, a South Africa-based retailer whose stock has cratered following an accounting scandal. Steinhoff owns the U.S. furniture chain Mattress Firm, believed to be the single client responsible for the losses at Citi and BFA as well. Bloomberg reports lenders had $22 billion of exposure to Steinhoff loans at the end of March. Tiffany and Company reported an 8% increase in net revenue during the holiday season. Total same-store sales up 5% during the November and December months. In the U.S. alone, same-store sales rose 6%. Building on the holiday momentum, Tiffany raised its earnings outlook for fiscal 2017. The charges don't yet reflect any effects from new tax legislation. Apple today said it would make a direct contribution of $350 billion into the U.S. economy over the next 5 years. Company said this number does not include ongoing tax payments or tax revenue generated by wages paid to employees or sales tax on Apple products. Apple said its capital expenditures, a tax payment due to repatriating overseas profits, and investments in manufacturing in the U.S. will account for $75 billion of its contributions. Company also said it will invest $30 billion to create 20,000 new jobs at existing campuses, and will also open a new campus in the U.S. Apple's announcement, the latest in a series of corporate declarations that companies would increase investment following the passage of a tax bill late last year. Apple said it anticipates repatriation tax payments of approximately $38 billion, as required by recent changes to the tax law. A payment of that size would likely be the largest of its kind ever made. Well, using the new 15.5% repatriation tax rate, the $38 billion tax payment disclosed by Apple means they're planning a $245 billion repatriation. That's almost all of their offshore cash holdings. Despite a handful of high-profile announcements, the recent cuts in corporate taxes have not yet had a meaningful impact on American companies' plans to boost investment or raise workers' pay. CNBC contacted the 100 biggest U.S. companies by market cap, asked if they plan to hike wages because of the tax changes. Only 9 companies in the S&P 100 said they had specific plans to use some of the money saved from the corporate tax cuts to boost worker pay or invest in facilities or charitable causes. Bitcoin started the morning with another dive, dropped below 10,000, then bounced back a little bit. Bitcoin has dropped nearly 30% this week. It's almost half of its value of just over 19,000 that it hit back on December 16th. Dow Jones Industrial Average today up 322 at 26,115. S&P 500 up 26 at 2,802. NASDAQ Composite up 74 at 7,298. Record highs across the board. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com. Want to take a quick moment to remind you that Financial Fest 25 is coming up Saturday, January 27th, and this year will be at the Embassy Suites Scottsdale Resort, located on the northeast corner of Scottsdale Road and Chaparral. Now, this is the 25th edition of Financial Fest, and as always, it is free to attend. We'll be featuring Charles Payne from Fox Business Network and Wall Street Strategies. There'll be lots of reasons to attend. There'll be breakout sessions and, of course, join the Financial Review All-Stars at 2 o'clock on the main stage to answer all your questions about the economy and finance. You'll get a chance to meet with a wide variety of investment-related companies and experts, attend hourly workshops, the main stage presentations, and much more. If you would like to pre-register, go to financialfest.com. You can also find out all the details, financialfest.com. But make your plans right now, Saturday, January 27th, Financial Fest 25 at the Embassy Suites Scottsdale Resort on the corner of Scottsdale Road and Chaparral. We'll see you there.